This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's a good year for black-tailed jackrabbits. I can't walk down our driveway without seeing three or four, sometimes more. I mean, they're always around, but right now there seem to be more. I'd read that the breeding season of the black-tailed jackrabbit can start as early as January and go through the summer, and there's a relationship, a tie-in to seasonal rain. I think that makes sense, right? That's a no-brainer. Green vegetation, right? So good winter rains, good winter forbs. I can't think of a good winter grass, but good forbs, and so you get a good breeding season, and the summer the same. So maybe all I'm seeing is a result of a good breeding season, and of course that could change because as our rainy seasons are not always rainy. Anyway, jackrabbits are cool. Black-tailed jacks are the most common jackrabbit in the West. Did you know that? Oh my gosh. And they are all over Arizona, Sonora, Chihuahua, and every direction out from those places. They're all over, okay? Our black-tailed jackrabbit is, the scientific name is Lepus, L-E-P-U-S, Californicus. Lepus, Latin for hair, H-A-R-E. Californicus probably just means where the type was collected and described the first time. If you look at the species range, it could have been collected in a mess of other U.S. or Mexican states for sure. But anyway, I just want to tell you how fun it is to watch the black-tailed jacks run and leap. My gosh, they can run. And I tell you, it looks like they cover 20 feet easily when leaping and bounding. Oh, my gosh. Our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, like to watch the jackrabbits, too. But they don't chase them. They figured out early on they are uncatchable. So anyway, I'm done. Well, no, a couple more things. Black-tailed jacks do have a black stripe on their tail. Yeah, that's how they got their name. Two species of jackrabbits found in Arizona. West of Tucson, you start finding the large antelope jackrabbit. It's huge. It's huge. My friend Miles reminds me that in the Animas Valley to the east, in southern New Mexico and south into Chihuahua, you find pretty rare now, but the white-sided jackrabbit. Hey, a couple of large Mexican elderberries are blooming in our at our home near the banks. The ojolote, lush green leaves and cool flat-topped inflorescences with the hundreds of small flowers that will lead to small purplish-black fruit that will just be gobbled down by many birds. But a flowering Mexican elderberry is spectacular. And other than our home, there are just not many Mexican elderberries found near us. No. I'd have to go over to the San Pedro River. That's a good hour, more than an hour away, if I wanted to see some Mexican elderberries in habitat. They do like their water. Beautiful thickets of Sambuca cerulea variety Mexicana can be found along Sonora Creek, especially as you enter Patagonia. Coming in from the Sonora area, right? Oh, man, and when they are covered in fruit, my gosh, years ago I remember driving along that road and seeing dozens and dozens of Phaena peplus who must have gotten tired of mistletoe berries and were gorging on the purplish-black elderberries. I haven't been to Sonora Patagonia area in a while, and I remember that wonderful mix of people, the different races, the cowboys, the ranchers, the artists, the hipsters, the New Agers. I mean, you can go to the rodeo, or you can take a Pilates class. You can eat a huge steak, or get a tofu burger. And soon, all the children of that diverse population will grow up and maybe stay in town and have children of their own, and you will have the hybrids of hipsters, artists, cowboy, rednecks, hybrid vigor along the border. I think it won't be long before we'll have the new age cowboy, oh yeah, clomping through town in their Birkin boots, smelling like patchouli oil. And you know, soon they'll be singing around the old campfire about their lives and the things they like to eat and their lovers. Oh yeah, I think it'd go sort of like this. I'm a new age cowboy, don't make fun of me. My skin is like leather, but I'm as healthy as can be. Give me bean sprouts for breakfast and tofu for lunch. Fill me up on carrots, cause I like that crunch. Don't you worry, little doggy, we won't be eating you. we have much in common, 'cause you're a vegan too. Hey, I'm a new age cowboy, I'm rough and I'm wild. Chasing doggies on the prairie brings out my inner child. Vegan cowboy and tofu and you. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.